A crowd of people had gathered near a fuel tanker that had been involved in a collision, unaware of what was to happen. Moments later, dozens of people were dead or badly burned when the leaking fuel tanker ignited a huge fire and explosion. It happened in Wellington, an eastern suburb of Sierra Leone's capital, Freetown. According to local media, a bus full of people nearby was completely burned. The fire also incinerated shops and market halls in the neighborhood and caused extensive damage. Omar Fofana is a journalist who has been at the scene.
It was late yesterday evening, after rush hour, people heading home, must have been around 8 p.m. local time, when this tanker right behind me here, or the charred remains thereof, was rammed into by the truck, which you can also see just by the burnt out tanker there. So once it happened, there was some petrol leakage from the tank. And then some commercial motorbike taxi riders came and they started scooping the fuel from the truck, from the tanker rather. And then there was a traffic holdup in this area, so that when there was a fast ball that, more or less came out shortly afterwards, we don't yet know what caused the explosion. But once it happened, then those who were trapped in the traffic in their vehicles, the explosion hit them, the fireballs more or less snowballed the whole area. And many of those who died or there were burnt inside their vehicles. And a lot of others who died were the motorbike taxi riders who were scooping fuel from the tanker.
President Julius Madabio, who is in Scotland attending COP26 climate talks on Saturday, called it a horrendous loss of life. The head of Sierra Leone's National Disaster Management Agency echoed the same sentiments, saying it was a terrible, terrible accident. The port city of Freetown, which is home to more than a million people, has faced several serious disasters in recent years. In March, more than 80 people were injured during a major fire in one of the city's slums that displaced more than 5,000 people. The government has brought in the army to assist local police and medical personnel. Dorsa Jabari, Al Jazeera.